Well, with schools set to reopen in a few weeks and no detailed plan for how that will look, teachers are worried. We spoke with our next guest earlier this week about some of their concerns, but delays in the announcement of a reopening plan from the provincial school district have parents and teachers alike starting to panic. Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. He joins us again now on the phone. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Martin.
So when are we going to get to a tipping point here when a September school opening is impossible and the start of the school year is going to have to be moved?
Well, I think that there's still time. I mean, right now the plans are way ahead, but I want to stress is that that clock is absolutely ticking. Those that are tasked with implementing, putting the plan in place when it is put forward in draft form, they're going to need time to make school-based arrangements around that. Now, I have to stress that everything I've heard to date revolves around this plan, when it comes out, will be a dynamic one, one that is subject to modification and evolution as things unfold. But it's important that there does come a point in time where those that are tasked with putting things in place have that time to put things in place.
Do we have, or do you have any sense of why this further delay has happened now?
No, we don't have a direct sense. But I do know that the plan that we've seen to date, the draft version, and things we've heard since, I mean, if you spin off the mantra of people, space, time, and place that we've heard consistently, is that the government plan that we've seen that was released in early July, it failed to meet the expectations for our schools that are in place for all other public venues. We've seen a lot of glaring inconsistencies, and we spoke about this specifically earlier in the week. And when I think about what I heard on Wednesday, really crystallizing those inconsistencies, I can refer to a comment and answer a question that was given in response to another public venue, how having large groups in small places for extended periods of time with limited ventilation was something that we really should not be doing. That describes a large number of our province's classrooms. When I hear Dr. Hagee respond to thing that we shouldn't put children, we could maintain smaller groups for children, this is what we're concerned about. So we're really not surprised that there was a delay. But I want to state that the district plan, the districts, CSAP, Francophone, the NLESD, the Anglophone district, it's impossible then to put in place a plan that addresses the safety concerns within the confines of the parameters that government has put in place, the resources that government have put in place. So if the reason for the delay is that there's been additional healthcare advice and guidance that makes the plan a better one, a safer one, and that's what I'm hoping it is, that's what I'm really hopeful that this is the reason, that the resulting plan will be a more robust one. Because one of the concerns we have is that our school system is very fragile. The province has done exceptionally well with this. We've really crushed the curve. However, I think it would be foolhardy to think that we're through this, we're done, no worries, wipe your hands, it's done. Growing up, I heard the mantra very often, you always plan for the worst and you hope for the best. I think right now what we see in front of us with regards to our school system, we're all hoping for the best. Our students have to be in school. They need to be in school, but it has to be safe. So in this case, we're hoping for the best, everyone, but our plans are for the best as well. The question then becomes, what happens if the best is not what we have?
Let's talk about that. I mean, you talk a lot about smaller class sizes. I know we've talked with you directly about it many times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In larger school populations, though, where there might not be enough space to put students at the spacing that is required here, what's your suggestion to make this work? Is there a way to make it work at all?
At this late juncture, it will be very challenging to implement smaller class sizes, unfortunately. This is where the planning for this should have happened, the resource put in place to make that happen. It's going to be very challenging for that. As much as small class sizes are absolutely necessary to ensure the planning, to make our system as robust as possible, I think at this late juncture it will be very challenging to make that happen. But that's where things are.
One of the models we've seen in other jurisdictions here is splitting classes and staggering start times for different groups. How receptive would your members be to something like that if it means extending their workday, for example?
The one thing that's come out consistently is that there are contractual arrangements that actually all the plans that they will respect that. if you're going to look at different modifications, there are ways teacher are creative without the collective agreements for all parties has to be respected. That's a subject of negotiations.
Gene, are you still there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I heard a weird click there. I thought we'd lost you.
No.
One of the broad proposals we've seen from the English School Board is part-time or even full-time distance learning online. How prepared are teachers for that, in your opinion?
Teachers have been doing a lot of work to get there, but again, it comes down to the need to have some finalized plans with regards to how you actually implement that. Teachers have received PL. There will be need for additional PL going forward. And the Center for Distance Learning, there are world-class resources. But again, the big thing with the distance learning and remote learning is that the infrastructure that's in place for our students in varying communities. This has been an ongoing topic of concern since the spring. I spoke with one of your colleagues yesterday, actually, of Labrador, and spoke specifically about some of the challenges facing some of our coastal Labrador communities. So there needs to be engagement. There needs to be consultation. And this is a common theme. If I refer back to the press conference that Dr. Hagee and Dr. Fitzgerald attended on Wednesday, they acknowledge that they are healthcare experts, not necessarily education experts. And it's important that those that know education best, our teachers, our administrators, our educators at large, be consulted with that. That same thing ripples down to our delivery of online remote learning. There needs to be consultation, and consultation not just listening to, but implementing what these individuals suggest. We have some 50 individuals in this province, our CDLI teachers, that have been doing this. I did it for 10 years. And there's certainly suggestions that those individuals could make that could make, while I won't say seamless, it could certainly make it as seamless as possible. There are some valid suggestions there, and I would suggest that those individuals who know have been doing it for a decade plus would have some very valid suggestions as to how to make this as usable. But I think the $20 million investment in infrastructure, that's a good investment. It carries forward some legacy things for our school system. But I do want to circle back in terms of some things there. We have heard resources. The minister referenced the resource put in place for the Education Action Plan. Those are good resources. Those are good first steps. But those resources were put in place to address a need separate from COVID. Those resources were put in place to address needs with our student support services model. We need resources put in place to actually address our COVID relief model.
All right, Dean, we'll have to leave it there for now. Still lots to have, lots of conversation to be had on this, but I appreciate your time again this morning.
My pleasure, and I'm glad you could have me on.
Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.
Get in touch with us if you have some thoughts on what you've just heard from the NLTA President Dean Ingram there. Give us a call on our talkback line, 1-800-777-0990.